If you've been an avid moviegoer at any point in the past 5 decades, there's a good chance you've heard a lot of Ennio Morricone's music. The good, the bad, and the ugly? Ennio Morricone. Days of Heaven? Ennio Morricone, The Mission, Ennio Morricone, The Untouchables, 1900, Cinema Paradiso, Bulworth, The Thing. The list goes on and on because this composer has written close to 500 film scores. Ennio Morricone traveled to New York City this week from his home in Rome to make his American concert debut. He led a performance at the United Nations last night for the new Secretary General, and tonight he conducts an orchestra and chorus at Radio City Music Hall. Later this month, he'll be honored with an Oscar Award for Lifetime Achievement. We spoke with Ennio Morricone at our New York studio with the help of his translator, Roberta Rinaldi. Maestro Morricone, welcome to the program. Thank you for coming to speak with us.
Grazie, grazie a voi di avermi invitato.
Thank you for having me.
You will soon be recognized with the Lifetime Achievement Award at the Oscars. I'd like to take this moment to ask you to reflect on your philosophy of the role of music in film.
La musica del cinema è sempre al servizio del film.
Well, I understand and I know that a movie kind of belongs to the director. So what I do is actually follow his indications and follow him. And I know that this is a complementary art to directing movies.
Ma quando ho l'idea, io già i personaggi li conosco.
When I start composing, when I start writing, I usually have an idea, or more than one idea. So I know the characters, I know the plot, I know the film, and then I start composing.
Where do you work?
Dove lavori?
Nello mio studio, dove non c'è pianoforte, c'è la scrivania e tanti libri.
In my house, in my what I call my study, where there is no piano, but where there is a desk, and when I usually compose.
How do you work without a piano? When I think of a composer, I picture someone sitting down at a piano.
È un pensiero un po' romantico.
Well, this is a very romantic thought, but a composer doesn't usually write on the piano. He simply sits at this desk and starts writing, starts composing.
È molto scomodo scrivere al pianoforte.
It is very uncomfortable to write when playing the piano.
Maestro Morricone, many other composers for film scores will do the melody, will get the basics down, and then hand off the project to another person to do the orchestration, to actually do the conducting. You do not work this way. Why not? Why is it important to you to carry through?
Perché un compositore vero non può che rifinire fino all'ultimo momento la sua partitura.
Because a real composer has to take care of all his music, and those who actually just write the melody and then hand it onto someone else are not, to me, they're not real composers.
O se sono dei veri compositori, sono delle persone pigre.
Or if they are composers, they are lazy composers. Or if they are good at writing and composing, but that they don't like writing scores, then it means that they don't really like their job or what they're doing, or they're too busy.
We recently did a story about George Gershwin and the first time he did a Hollywood picture. And they actually had him do the score before they shot the movie. Do you ever work that way?
Alcune volte. Qualche volta questi sono stati I migliori risultati.
Yes, I have worked like that. And I've got to say this sometimes gave great results. Well, I believe that if you do have a feeling with a director and you know the way he's going to work, you know the story, and you've talked with him long enough, then you know how the movie is going to be. And you can write and you can compose before the film is being shot.
C'erano volte in America, alcuni temi sono stati composti prima.
For Once Upon a Time in America, some of the themes were composed beforehand. Hmm.
You are so well known for your themes from the 1960s westerns, A Fistful of Dollars, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. And when you listen to that music, it evokes this wide open space, this Wild West feel. You can almost see the tumbleweed rolling across the plain when you hear it. Do you think that at that point in time, you were capturing something that was very American? Or do you think you in some ways created the American Wild West with your music?
I paesaggi non ho creati io, l'ha creato il regista con le sue immagini.
Well, I did not create the Wild West. The director did it with his images, really.
Io posso aver dato al massimo.
What I think I have done is I have specified and make it clearer what the characters, the main characters, were feeling and doing at that time in those scenes.
Is there a particular piece that you are most fond of?
Credo che sia il prossimo, quello che scriverò, che ancora non so quale sarà.
I think this is the new one I'm going to compose, the one I haven't composed yet. That's my favorite.
Do you ever envision taking a retirement?
Lo penso da 50 anni.
I have been thinking this for about 50 years.
Ogni 10 anni dico a mia moglie, quando ho 30 anni, quando ho 40 anni.
And every 10 years I say to my wife, okay, when I'm 40 I'm going to stop, and then when I'm 50 I'm going to stop, and when I'm 60, and then so on and so forth.
I don't think she believes you.
E non avviene perché ci sono delle richieste.
And of course this does not happen because I'm asked to do things, I'm asked to work.
And that's good. You're passionate about your work, I can tell.
Però è una cosa bella perché si evince ovviamente che hai una grande passione per il tuo lavoro e quindi è una cosa
assolutamente,
che si sente.
Assolutamente, sì. Quello che mi fa, che non mi fa annoiare.
That's why I never get bored.
Maestro Ennio Morricone, thank you so much for coming in to speak with us.
Grazie a voi.
Congratulations also on your Oscar.
Grazie tanto.
Thanks very much.
That's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Debbie Elliott.